This morning, whenever you have to see my voice, I got a little bit of that cold going around. The devil doesn't like it because I told you all to be contagious.
Yeah.
He tried to give me that other contagious. But I want to know, I asked you to do something last Sunday, if you remember.
Yeah.
Have you been contagious this week?
Amen.
Been letting people feed off of you.
Amen.
Get what you got.
Amen.
Because you got something.
Amen.
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 That was weak.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You got something?
Amen.
There you go. There you go. I want the world to know I've got it.
Amen.
I'm one of them. I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'm
one of them. Amen.
Especially since we've been drinking from an artesian well.
Amen. Yes, amen.
We've been drinking this week. Just drinking it in.
Amen.
No wiggle tails, no nothing else, no bugs, no nothing else.
Amen.
Just that pure word.
Amen.
That's the word that feeds this bride,
Amen.
Is that message.
Amen.
When we hear these messages and we come back and you just sit back and see, the only thing that we can do, children, is to sit back and you hear this message that you ain't gonna miss.
Yeah.
Everything that we do, you gotta have your guard up.
True.
Amen.
Unfortunately, you got to have your guard up. I'm sitting here, too, and talking to you. I'd never tell you anything wrong. I pray that I never would. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to misquote or lead you in the wrong direction. I know as long as I point you to this message and the messenger, amen.
Amen.
I can rest assured of that. But you got to have your guard up. You got to listen. For what I say, it has to line up with that word. If it doesn't, then throw it away. I'm a man. I can fail. I can say things wrong. I can say quotes wrong. I can misinterpret. The only thing that is pure is this word.
Amen.
Just the word. It's the only thing. Even the word comes down, Satan has polluted everything. We know that. There's nothing. He wants you to do whatever he wants to do. There's nothing wrong with riding a bike. There's nothing wrong with hunting and going fishing. But he's polluted.
Yeah.
He's in there. And then we get all involved in stuff. It's where do we put him in all this?
Yeah.
Where does he come in? But even when it comes in, it's this message that comes so pure to prove that it's the only pure thing, that once that message comes forth and I hear it, then I pray that the Holy Spirit through me gives me a revelation of what he's saying.
That's right.
But I don't, once that comes into my mind, but it's the revelation of God, I believe, but if it comes into my mind, I can pollute it. I can make it think, oh, that's what he meant, that's what he said. So the only thing that's pure is the word itself.
Amen.
Not my idea, not my thought, not my conception, the word.
Amen.
The word. But what God does, he gives that bride the revelation of this message. And when we come together, just like when Peter and Paul went down to Arabia, when they come back together after all those years, they were saying exactly
Amen.
The same thing.
Amen. Amen.
And the bride will say exactly the same thing.
That's it.
Amen.
Glory.
Wonderful to think that we're just part of God's great economy of wherever it is, whether they're in Africa today, whether in Central America, they're in Russia, Ukraine, it doesn't matter where that they are, we're all feasting around the same thing,
Amen.
The words of eternal life.
Amen.
And God, we're privileged people.
Amen.
We understand English.
Yes.
We understand the hate, totes, fetches, all those things. My brother Ben said, pulpit. Hey, man, I love it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I just love that.
Yes.
The bride will. The bride will love those things. But he's got a bride around the world that's feasting upon this same word. And when we all come together, it's if we have different absolutes, we're in trouble.
Amen.
True.
We're in trouble. There's only one absolute.
True.
The Holy Spirit. What is the absolute? What is it? Is this? Is it the message? Is it the Bible? Is it this? It's all. It's like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We ain't got three gods. It's one.
True.
Amen.
True.
One. That is this message, and the Holy Spirit is one.
Amen.
It's not two different things. It's one.
Amen.
And it says the same thing. And that is our absolute.
Yeah.
And that's what we believe. And so to be able to sit down and to hear and to come together and that we have the freedom to do this, it's just, it is more than life to us.
Amen.
and thanking the Lord for what he's done for us, what we're getting ready to do today.
Amen.
We can't get enough of it.
Amen. Amen.
To feed upon the word. And, you know, as I was praying this Saturday, a little something that the Lord, I was looking back over the messages, and Lord, I don't want to get up here before you folks, and there's over 1,100 messages. There is not a wrong message.
Amen.
It don't matter. Just pick one off the shelf and press play, because it all says the same thing.
Amen.
Well, he wasn't saying those things until like 1965. You're just not listening.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
He was saying it in 47.
Yes.
He was saying it in 52.
Yes.
Amen.
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 You know what was the theme of his message? What was it? Jesus Christ.
The same. Amen.
The same. Yesterday,
today, and forever.
That is the message. That's the message. Can't help but that's who God chose. God chose that man. I didn't choose him. You got problems with that? You got to take it up with him, not me.
True.
Amen.
It was him. That's who God chose. We're out here today to worship a man.
Yeah.
We're to worship the God in the man.
Yes.
But God chose him to bring the message.
Amen.
And he said you don't separate the message from the messenger.
Amen.
When you start to stumble on that, you're in real trouble, because you are sons and daughters of God.
Yeah.
You are his children.
Amen.
I was in him, and you were in him from the beginning of time.
Yeah.
This is just the body. It's just, I'm just coming here, and then I'm going home and going to be with him and for eternity.
Yeah.
So people stumble. Brother Ben says they always stumble over the flesh. I don't stumble over the flesh.
Yeah.
Because I know it's God.
Amen.
Living and dwelling with his children.
Amen.
And so I was listening. I was praying, looking over the messages, and it just kind of come on my heart. The tapes that we've heard so far that the Lord has placed us to listen to. And truly, I can say, I don't know day from day. I just pray, Lord, I don't want it to be me. And I know there's no wrong tape to play.
Yeah.
But what do you want your children to hear?
Yeah.
He's got a plan. He's planned on that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And we're going to touch on that a little bit today. We have a few things I want to go over. Pray for me. I am nervous this morning, but greater is he.
Amen.
Amen.
So anyway, I was looking over all the messages, and from what we've heard, you know, I was thinking, you know, the titles are messages in themselves.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
And what we're going to hear today, an absolute.
Amen.
That's a message right there.
Amen.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A message. And I thought, you know, because we respect his word and his prophet, God power to transform us into prisoners, to get us ready for the sudden secret going of his church, in which he's created a thirst in us. A deceived church by the world knows nothing about. But God, rich in mercy, placed our names on the Lamb's Book of Life so we could believe thou this and don't have to drink from broken cisterns, because we have an absolute and cry unto him once more.
Amen.
Once more.
Amen.
Once more.
Amen. Woo! Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Those titles, and that just, I started writing down, it's like, that's it, Lord.
Yes.
That's it. That word is everything. It's just not random. God's got a great plan.
Amen.
And all of us, we want to be in God's plan. I don't want to get ahead of him. I don't want to get behind him. And when his footprints in the sand of time, folks, there's one set with me, because he's carrying me.
Amen.
I don't want to go no place unless he's carrying me. I just want to be in his bosom and hold him up tight. And just carry me, Lord. That's I'm a weak sinner that fails every single day. But through his mercy and grace, he's placed us here. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
As I said, I have a few church matters that I want to go over and kind of announcements to take the time and get them out of the way so we can get into what we're really here for. But it is important that we do some of these things is to go over. Is one of them is that we're coming up, and tonight being that it is the first Sunday of the month, is communion. And that, once again, we're just not prepared and ready to have communion service yet. Yes, I hate it as much as you, but I have to believe it's the Lord's will, so it's fine.
Amen.
Yes, it's time. We should be prepared anyway for
Amen.
Communion all the time. But we are not, it's just facilities. We're trying to order some more portable walls so that we can have it here and separate the brothers and sisters. There's a great crowd of people here, and it's just very hard to do. So we're ordering some more walls to come in, keep everything separated, the brothers and sisters. And just the logistics is last Sunday, I think there was, they said, 800 people. So if you all come, which I pray every single one of you is at communion when we have it.
Amen.
If you don't think you're going to be, then get ready, because you need to be.
Yeah. Amen.
He said that was the great showdown.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And it is. When you go to that communion table, it's the showdown. It does. He says, you search your heart, you look, and Lord, I want nothing. Nothing, Lord, between me and you. Nothing. So if the Lord willing, we'll try to do it and have everything in place by next month so that we can have it in November and that we'll announce it. We'll try to keep you up to date on those things. And like this, is, like I said, it's so hard to come up and make announcements. I just want to praise the Lord and sing songs and worship Him and get into the message and let Him feed my soul. Amen. But these are things that we do need to cover. We have, if the Lord willing, that we have and announced to you that we are going to have elections here at the Brandon Tabernacle. And that although some of the things, we have so many visitors, and I forgive me for each week that the ones that have come in from out of town that are here that I don't recognize you each time, but we do have a lot of visitors. There's never going to be just the home folk. Kind of like Brother Branham listening to the message, he says, well, how many visitors are here? He said, well, who's the local people?
Yeah.
That wasn't there. And that's something about the tabernacle. They come from the east. And
amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We're a bride made up from the world.
Amen.
This tabernacle represents the world.
Amen.
Children, it does. It's the world. They look to the Brandon Tabernacle. They always have. Brother Brandon said it was a special place that he had in his heart. God gave him in his church.
Amen.
And as much as we want to be on 8th and Penn Street, you're the church.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
You're, no matter where we are, like we said before, it doesn't matter where you are. Orphans or Circle K, you're the church.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're the church.
Amen.
We're united together in what the Lord's doing, but as a local body of what we need to do and to carry on, exactly like that prophet told us to do, and that we thank the Lord, first of all, and that's the first and foremost, what He has done for us in this last few weeks.
Amen. Amen.
Excuse me, that needs a stand.
Yeah.
To thank God
Hallelujah.
For what He has done for us in these last few weeks. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you thankful for it? Are you happy? Do you love Him for it? Seen lives change.
Yeah,
my life has changed.
Amen.
Brother Samuel, we're just talking. It's like a memory. It turned the corner.
Yeah.
That rocket's going up. I just want to get up with it, get a hold of it, and go. But I do have to thank the Lord for what He's done, and what's the changes that has taken place. And I want to assure you once again, man had nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
It was God.
That Amen.
Amen.
It was God. And I know, and that you hear, and it's Satan's job is to go around and cause discord and cause rumblings and things going on. Don't pay attention to that stuff,
Amen.
People. Don't listen to that stuff.
Amen.
But don't have hard feelings. We're sons and daughters of God. You hear people saying stuff that it is, that taken over, and voice of God, and Brother Joseph, and the people down there worshiping Brother Joseph, and it was all a scam and all those kind of things. Don't listen to that. Pray for those people.
Amen.
There are brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter. We're going to spend eternity.
Yeah.
We are together.
Yeah.
say, how we've got to love one another. How can we love him? He says, that's how we got to love one another. That's what's so hard for us sometimes, to get rid of those things. I have a right, but he's wrong. How many times do you say that or you think that? Is I have no rights, I have nothing, it's all him. So it is, it's the love, don't listen to it, don't say nothing, don't go on, just love, just they're my brothers and sisters, I love them and pray for you, go on, don't think about it. It's like water on a duck's back. When somebody says something about you or says something, just let it run off. It just doesn't matter. You're so full of the Holy Ghost, it's just like those duck feathers, it just rolls right off. That doesn't matter. So if we do that and we project that, then that's been contagious.
Yeah.
Have you ever been around somebody that you have and started to talk about somebody or do something and they won't listen to it? How guilty you feel?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I have. I have. And start talking, I was like, man, I can't believe he did that. It's like, well, I just don't want to talk about that, brother. It's like, oh my goodness. I feel horrible.
Amen.
I'm guilty. Mm-hmm. I stand before you, I'm guilty. So since best in front of everybody. I'm guilty. I'm just a man. Just to make mistakes daily. But the more you feed on that Holy Ghost, the more you feed on that Word, and then what we claim that we want to sweep it, and we want to get that out, so you no longer see Joseph Branham, you see Jesus Christ living in a man.
Amen.
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 That's in each one of you. You know, I was speaking with Brother Scott and Maddie, who's been helping us usher here. He does a cleaning business and stuff. And, you know, sometimes you go into a place or business and you look around and it's like, man, this place looks really clean. It's really nice. And on the surface, it does. But like we were talking about last week, you go and look in the corners and, good night, there's a waxy buildup that thick over there that they haven't cleaned in the corners. They make it look good on the surface. They make it look good when you first walk in. That's what we need to do, the cracks in the corners, because that's where Satan gets in. It's those deep little places, and he wedges in, and he gets deep inside of us there. And sometimes to make it look really nice, I had a plan on saying this, forgive me, and I don't want to take too much time, but it is that I have the awful job sometimes of cleaning my wife's perennial garden, and it gets a lot of weeds in there. And it comes in, and you know, and I'm digging and I'm pulling weeds, and when I start getting tired and stuff, there's dandelions in there, and they got huge weed roots that are in there. And so to make it look good real quick, I just kind of cut them off right at the surface and put a little topsoil on top of them, and it all looks good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in about 2 or 3 days, right back up again.
Yes, sir.
It looks good, it looks clean, and everything's great. Oh, look at what I did, sweetheart. But that weed's still there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
You know, and to really get them weeds, sometimes what I do is before I go out and pull them weeds, I water it the night before. I let that water saturate inside of those weeds. So when I go out there, and with that water with them weeds, it's just real easy to pull them up. They come up because that water is loosening the soil, and it's made it real pliable so you can get down and get that weed to the very bottom, and then it'll come out. And then it's dead. It's gone. It'll never come up again.
True.
Just keep watering it, and that is what we need. You see the parallel of that? Just water ourselves with the Word, and when we come to an old dandelion, an old thing that's got a root that's way down there, we just keep watering it with the Word. Keep watering with the Word. Just keep watering it. Don't pull it too soon. It says real good and loose. And then you pull it right out. Then it will never come up again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Great.
I have in these last few weeks been very much fasting and just praying, wanting to know what the mind of God is to do, what he wants me to do, where he wants this church to go. And what part does God want me to play in this church? I'm very unworthy to be here and to be before you and to be in this position. I'm very unworthy that God's called me to do what I have been doing with the voice of God. But I know I have a burning in my heart is this message.
Amen.
That I've known. It's the only thing I've really ever known. This message is true.
Amen.
You know, I've made a lot of mistakes, but I've never turned my back on this word of my Lord. I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
That he keeps us. And I know the desire in my heart is to keep this message before the people. And that's what we've tried to do at the Voice of God, not to change a jot or a tittle, so that we will all, me with you, is have this word to feast upon.
Amen.
We don't want to change nothing. I don't want to change an I. Where does it begin? Where does it end? Who's going to do that? Not this, me. I'm not going to take nothing off. But to keep it in its purest form. God knew what he was doing. God knew when he said that these states are franchised. God knew what
Amen.
He was doing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It is Joseph Branham. It's not Joseph Branham. I'm nothing. I'm one spoke in the wheel like you all. I have my calling. I have what God's called me to do. But it takes you. All of us working together. That's the bride and God's great economy. There's no big me's and little you's in this message.
True.
There isn't. We're all the same. I just got a job to do and I got to do it. You got a job to do. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to find out what God's called you to do and do it.
Amen.
Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Then if you do that, then the fanaticism, the criticism, everything that's there, you can let it be water on the duck's back. It's hard, but you just keep pressing on. You just keep pressing on. It's just like Satan comes in. You know you're a child of God. You just keep pressing on. You just keep pressing on. No matter what, and all the things that he tells you, they're true, that you are worthless. You're no good. You're a miserable, wretched sinner coming to the world speaking lies. It's exactly who every one of you are.
Yeah.
You're no good at all.
Praise
you're
Lord.
Sons and daughters Amen. Of God, the cause of Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you keep pressing. So I know, as unworthy as I am, that God called me to do that. I know it was his will just to be a part and to work with the many brothers and sisters at the Voice of God and around the world to keep this message alive, to filter the tapes, to get them out. How can we? It's been the desire in my heart to get this message to everybody around the world.
Amen.
So they have the same opportunity that we have. If I don't never want it to become common to us. My friend says, never let this message become common to us. But we have. We have it. God's made a way that where we go, we can listen to the word all the time. God knew we have to.
Yes.
Because you have to be in that word all the time. We're fighting against real things out there. Principalities, there it's out there. So we know that if we don't stay in the word, we're no match. So for the same opportunity to the huts and the jungles of Africa and Central America to have the same privilege that we have is to hear the voice.
Amen.
It is. It's wonderful. I thank the Lord for the books. They serve a purpose and that they are. They're wonderful. I love them. We have them on the iPad, but to hear the voice.
Amen.
It says in the days of the
voice.
Amen.
There was something about the voice. And so for those people, they might not understand what Brother Brandon's saying in the English language because they speak Shona or Chichewa, but they hear the voice, the love that projects from that voice. And I want them to have the same opportunity. And besides just the Voice of God employees, each one of you are a part of that. You're the one, the mechanism that makes it work. It's something, if God puts a something on my heart, a vision to do something, it takes you. We got to work together.
Amen.
God's great bride works together. As we said in the God's machinery, it's wild. You look at that big, huge press that we have. And I mean, you know, it's got rollers and everything on it. But one little key, if it's not in there, the press cannot run. Just a little piece of metal. Everything's off. It takes us all working together to further this message, to get it out to the bride of Christ. So God richly bless you for all that you've done to get this message to the bride of Christ in this last day. It is almost going home. It is here. We know it. It's not something that it's a myth or an idea. It's real. We all feel it. The world feels it.
Amen.
He knows that we're there.
Amen.
So I know that by God's grace, he's called me to do that. And it is part of my life. I've known Amanda to be part of this one I'm doing.
Yeah, amen.
I never want to get myself before you people. I don't want you looking to me. And I'm human, and you're human. And we look that way. But I don't want you, I have one job. That's to point you to God's prophet. That's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. I love you and respect you. And I know it gets misunderstood. People worshiping Joseph, what Joseph says and everything else. It doesn't matter what Joseph says, once again, it's what God's prophet said. Amen. That's the word. I just want to say what he said. I don't have a new message. There is only one message. There is only one messenger.
Amen.
That's what my job has always been. Keep that voice before the people. Amen. I do. Don't take it wrong. I do want to be the Joshua. Moses said.
Amen.
I want to be the one standing on the mountain when it comes back. I want to be there waiting.
Amen.
I want the world to swallow me up.
Amen.
Yes, do I believe Brother Brandon's coming back? Come on. I can't put him in a box and say it's going to be this way, this way, this way. I don't know how it's going to be. What's important is be there.
Amen.
That's what's important. Who's going to be the one that says, "Behold, the Lamb of God"?
Amen.
Amen.
God's prophet.
Amen.
God's messenger. That's who. So I want to be able to hear that voice when he says, "Behold." Hey, I know that voice.
Amen.
I know that voice. That's the one that's going to do it. So, of course, the dead in Christ is going to rise.
Amen.
We're going to see them.
Amen.
According to the word, we're going to see them. We're going to fellowship with them. We're going to talk to them. Yeah. We're going to be around.
Yeah.
I remember one time Brother Brandon saying to Brother Hickerson, he goes, "One day, Brother Hickerson," he says, "you'll be sitting there looking at the screen door and look up," and he goes, "there'll be your dad standing there."
Yeah, amen.
He says, "just come on in."
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord! I hate it, but it's a fact that I'm going to have a little bit more of a blessing than you all, because it was God's prophet, but it was Dad.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
Right.
First, I would like to say that the pastor of the Branham Tabernacle is William Marion Branham.
Amen.
People don't understand that neither, but that's sorry.
Yeah.
It is the Holy Spirit through this message is the overseer of this church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Amen.
God's prophet said Jezebel's pastor was who?
Elijah.
Amen.
Elijah or not?
Amen.
God's prophet is he is the pastor of the world.
Amen.
Whether they see it or accept it, we just happen to see it and accept it and know it.
Yeah.
Amen. Other people. We understand it.
Amen.
We got a problem. Amen. I'd like to thank our brother Samuel through this whole thing of what he has been through and what it transpired. Just that, not that many weeks ago, as we still talk about it, we do in our family, it's just surreal. It's like, Lord, how all, but thank you, Lord, whatever it is. You know, we can't figure out God. We can't figure out his plan and how he does things. And I love how he likes things to look like they're totally impossible. And that's when God comes on the scene. That's when he does something. You know, if I plant it, if you plant it, if we do it, it's just going to fall apart. But God had a plan, and he knew what he was doing. God had a plan, and he knew what he was doing when he called Brother Samuel to be here at the tabernacle. Position, to have the position to do what Brother Samuel did.
Amen.
And that's no secret. It's for him to get up in front of you, the church of the Brandon Tabernacle, and to say, I turn this church over to Brother Joseph, to whatever he feels led of the Lord.
Amen.
Used to be when Brother Branham passed away that they were fighting to get behind this pulpit, and then they're fighting to stay away from it because of what we stood for of all the years. But if God in this last time had not brought our brother and placed him here, then the place in his heart to do that, I would not be sitting here this morning. And the Lord knows that even when everything transpired and the Lord was working with me and just to review for just a second, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Is that I was praying to the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? And, the few days before, Brother Samuel had been in contact with me, and you remember from the beginning what he told you, he had written to me what he felt led of the Lord to do. And he told me, and I knew it, but I was scared, and I didn't want it. And I begged the Lord. It's like, Lord, please. And I hope that you can understand this, and I pray whether or not to say this to you or not so that you'd understand, because it's so easy to be misunderstood. It's just easy to be misunderstood. But people have asked me before, Brother Joseph, do you want to start a church? Would you like to be behind the tabernacle? Would you like to be the pastor of the Branham Tabernacle? And over here, it's like, absolutely I do. Absolutely. And over here, not in your wildest dreams.
Amen.
No way, shape, form, no way. I don't. And, but I want to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
And I don't care what that is. It's if it's saying no big knees and little U's, if you know me, I'm fine to sweep the floor. I love it. It's just I got to sweep the floor and pray and then sit down where you're sitting down here and just listening to the word and praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, I wish I could do that. I wish, but on the other side, but Lord, if this is what you want me to do, I want to do it. How the Lord is like, and heard it, how's Brother Joseph going to do that? How's he going to have time? I don't know, but I've heard that my whole life, because it isn't me, it's him. And if it's him and this is what he wants me to do, then God's going to make a way. He'll do it. I just have faith. I have just faith. And
amen.
I believe God has never failed me. Never.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
Never. He's never failed to work with the grace of God.
Amen.
The time that we're broke and don't have room and come in and say, we need a new computer. It's like, order it. It's like, but we don't have the money. Not my problem. We need one. It's up to him. Then the money comes.
Amen.
Praise
God,
the Lord.
Everything that we do. God, you provide it. You do it. It isn't my problem. It's God's. If this is God and this is his program, and that's what I pray every week, Lord, is this your program? I can't worry about it. I need to just relax and you tell me, this is what you want me to do. And that's the hardest thing to do, Brother Branham said, is to get yourself out of the way. It's hard to get yourself out of the way. and for God to speak to you. And it is that I do, and told you before, like all of us, I wish that I got a text or an email every day to tell me, Lord, what you want me to do. It'd be easy, but then it wouldn't be by faith.
That's right.
That we, and children as God, He lets us go. We've got to make decisions. We've got to do things. Yeah. And, but it's His will to do, to let us go. Then when we're wrong, stop.
Yeah.
Turn. Yeah. Go. He did it to God's prophet. I love the story that he waited till he's in Cairo, Egypt. Was he out of God's will? No. He was in His perfect will.
Yeah.
God told him, turn. This is where I want you to go.
Yeah.
I know that whole story happened for me. It helps me. And sometimes I think, Lord, if I miss you, I've done it. It doesn't matter. What I matter is I don't want to miss the Lord's will, but I want to go where He leads me to go.
Yeah.
And if I'm going this way and He has to turn me, sometimes I explain to Brother Samuel, and not as a humor. Sometimes I look this way and He's got to turn my head. And I guess He's done it to you too, as many times. And I hate it. I want it to be just the freedom of the Holy Spirit to move me the way that He wants. So I have been sincerely praying, Lord, what do you want me to do? And He's laid upon my heart that I never thought I would ever say the words, but I feel with the Lord, and if it is with you people, and according to you all, to be the pastor of the Grand Tabernacle.
Praise the Lord.
Believe me, that was after much prayer that I felt to do, and it
this
was that must say this too, is under conditions to this church, because Brother Branham says, it's up you all vote. He said, that's the way this church is run. And this church has to be run exactly the way prophet of God told us to run the church. It has to be done that way. And if you want to know how this church is going to be run, listen to church order.
Amen.
Yeah. You listen to many tapes that Brother Brandon said how that church has to be. He says, I'm telling you the way it must be.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want my interpretations of what Brother Brandon said or my understanding or saying, well, he really didn't mean this, or Brother Brandon told me this, or I need to do this. It's in the Word.
Amen.
We have to go with the Word. There's many things that as a young man, Brother Brandon told me things, and it's wonderful and it's precious to me, but we got to say it's on the tapes.
Yeah. Amen.
That's our absolute, and that's what we stick with.
Amen.
So it is what God's not called me to lead the voice of God in doing what I'm doing. I have to continue to do that. I have a burden in my heart to do that, and I know and believe with all my heart, humbly, the Lord has called me to do that. So it isn't the conditions you as a church that have to know. There's many duties, and even in a church that this size and the number of people, that I cannot perform all those duties that normal in a pastor will in a small group of people or in any church. I will not be able to do that. You must understand that when voting is that, Lord, this is who I want or how what you want, is that I believe with all my heart I would love for Brother Samuel to be the assistant pastor of the Grand Tabernacle. A real man of God to do what he did, to turn around and turn that.
Yeah.
And it was real important. I didn't understand on that day when Brother Samuel, it was something that he had written to me. And he says, Brother Joseph, I want to call you to be the overseer or whatever God's called you to do. Because I cannot put God in a box. And it's this way. God, what do you want me to do? And as I told Brother Samuel last Wednesday, those words have never been in my mouth to say, Pastor of the Grand Tabernacle. Is that it just really, the Lord just kind of set me down. I can't go into all that and what he expressed to me and what he said to me, what I feel he said to my heart. But I believe truly it's of God. But it will be. There are duties that need to be performed. As we've already seen, our Brother Samuel is doing most of the baptisms. And I have him on a lot of the calls and stuff that most of you people I get emails from, I get prayer requests from, or I see him doing it. So to me, it's nothing really different than what I've been doing since I was a boy. It's the same thing. I don't see no difference. And I've tried to encourage you, as if you will, in some way, as pastoralship is telling you, pointing you to the Word. And that's what a pastor is supposed to do. Keep the Word before you and point you to the Word.
Amen.
Keep it there constantly all the time. My ministry is a little bit different. And as I told you before, is more that the Lord, that I do have a ministry. I do feel part of the fivefold ministry. I am one of those. Is my ministry is different in the way that I do it. I preach a little bit differently. So I told some of the brothers, I preach every day.
Yeah. Amen.
I got a lot of buttons. I'm sorry. But you know what? My teacher did too.
Amen.
So I want to be just like that. There's a big difference, don't get me wrong. He can keep all the buttons in his mouth he wants. You have to forgive me sometimes when I get a button in my mouth. But I do love the Lord. I love to talk about the Lord. I love to talk about the message. The worst thing you have to put up with is my singing. But sorry.
Oh, we love that.
I love to sing for the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
So sorry, I'll make it real quick now. That was hard for me to get out there. Other things to tell you quickly is that, as I told you before, this is a tape church.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I am thankful of the Lord. If any church should be a tape church, it should be this church.
Amen.
This is his church. This platform is always open to Brother Branham.
Amen.
He's the one who's always going to speak to us, for sure.
Glory.
It doesn't eliminate nobody else or any other ministry or anything else, but it's just what it is.
Amen. Amen.
The tithes and offerings is the goal of that. And with you people that you know, real quickly, Brother Branham said, where the tithes go for, that it goes for the ministry. And he says, that's where the tithes go. But at church this side, the ministry, he says, all those monies going to the pastors and stuff, he says that they're on salary. And that's the way he had himself. He had himself on a salary. And he said, all that money, he says, that's left over from that for the ministry, he says, goes to the work of the Lord.
Amen.
It's not supposed to be set in bank accounts. It's not supposed to be set in doing nothing rotten away. He says, go do something
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
Woo!
Said if you know the Lord's coming tomorrow and you're building the church, build the church.
Amen.
So we just keep pressing, keep going right on. But I don't want that money sitting in the bank account. I want it to go to further this message to the bride of Jesus
Christ.
Amen. And that's what we're going to do.
Amen.
Brother Branham always had a surplus that he kept in the church. That it was in case something happened or an emergency fund that he kept back. And at that time, back in the early 60s and stuff, he had like $5,000 that he kept in the account. I haven't met with the trustees to discuss that yet exactly, but we will keep a surplus. And as you know, $5,000 to run the church isn't very much, so it'll probably be a little bit more than that. But I want to be transparent to you all. This is you. You're the church. I want you to know, it's like, what's he saying? What's going on? What's happening there? I don't want that nonsense. I want you to know and to be part of what's going on. And if you got a question, ask. Ask. No one is above this message of what the prophet of God said. No one. So we will, that's to be determined. We'll let you folks know that as soon as we kind of know. The keep on that is with the tithes and the offerings. I get a salary from Voice of God Recordings, and I will continue to do that. I will not take a salary from the Brandon Tabernacle. No money's from the Brandon Tabernacle. But it is only appropriate that we have a salary for the assistant pastor. Once again, that you know is when you're praying about this and coming to the election, that it's important that many of the duties that I'm going to have to turn to Brother Samuel. I have some things that I want to come up that I want to announce to this church in the very near future, things that the voice of God is getting ready to do, that I will be gone a lot, traveling and going. I want to take, not it's just me, but I want what we've got here everywhere.
Amen.
I want the joy and the salvation to be everywhere. Read the word. Amen. So a lot of those responsibilities will fall on Brother Samuel. I've already asked quite a bit is to go on different places where I couldn't go and different sick calls to the hospitals and things that the church needs. It's things that you will need. Some of the things that if I'm in this position, I will not be able to provide for you. That's what you have to decide before the Lord is, Lord, what do you want? God works on both ends.
Amen. Yeah.
He doesn't work on just one end. He works on both ends.
Amen.
So I want to be upfront and so that you know is exactly of how it is and how it will be, and that I have prayed and I've talked with Brother Samuel about it, and that we're on the same page. And I thank the Lord. We've talked about like the different deacons that we want to place here and things that we see in the church and what needs to be goal and what needs to do. And I'm so thankful to say everything, and he can to say the same, has been bullseye. We've been exactly saying the same thing, have the same ideas,
Amen.
Exactly the same thing. So I know it's
glory. Right.
Last thing we have, I'm telling you that we will be, as it said, that picking deacons. We have been praying about it. I have, because of the situation, that really turned to Brother Billy Paul, Brother Mike, Brother Sargent, pillars of the church, elder brothers that's been here for many, many years in the church. The church has changed. It's a Holland faces and people that are here. We have been trying to rotate the brothers around in different ones just to be here and to participate and to help out. I really think as before, where there's only four, I like to have seven or eight brothers. Ushers are fine, but I like men of God that you all have elected into a position that it's not, well, you don't have a right to say this, you do. It needs to be men of God in that position that's serving. They're the policemen. They're Holy Ghost-filled men that need to be in that position, elected by the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we will be doing that in the future. I'm hoping to in the next couple of weeks, because we need to do it, because election coming up. We usually do have it in December and November. It might be a little longer because that it doesn't give you very much time. But I think you've all been praying about it, and that you should. I want to continue that with the things that I've said today and with where the church is going and what we need to do, be praying about it.
Yeah.
It's just not the week before, okay, election's up, let's pray about it. We should be praying about it all the time. We're praying about, Lord, keep us in there, and what's going on, and what do we want, and seeing if there's anything that's in there, if there's any dirt in the corner, get that out. Don't let it go. But we will be doing that, and this looking for men, I think it's very important that there will be times that maybe perhaps that I'm gone, but the same or sick, that what Brother Branham said, that is, that deacon has to be apt to teach.
Right.
His life above reproach. He has to be able to come up here and take this pulpit, keep this message right before you, and keep right on going,
Amen.
That we don't miss a beat.
Amen.
And we're not going to miss a beat.
No.
Because who's in charge? He's in charge.
Amen.
Amen.
And if I get off, I want him to straighten me out.
Amen.
No matter what. It takes the hide off of me. I want to be straightened out.
Yes.
So I do want to you, and again, I apologize for taking this time so much in the morning. It just, it had to be done. And I felt, as I told Brother Samuel, I was such a nervous wreck this morning. And to get up, it is. I don't want to take your time away from this word. And I knew it was, and I thought, well, maybe to make these announcements to you that we'd wait and do it is maybe call you in on a Thursday or Friday, but this is part of the word.
Amen.
If it's God's program, and it's what God wants, this is all part of it.
Amen.
And so it's important, and I do. I want you to know me. I want you to know my heart. I want you to know how I feel, and that I love you, I respect you, and I know God's leading you. I know God's leading us in this church. And as I just said, I believe God, this is what I hope it causes revival fires around the world.
Amen, amen, amen.
Are you ready to go home?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Don't get me wrong with this understood. Brother Joseph, no, it's just the joy of this message.
Amen.
It's just the Lord. You need more that you folks, when you come in here, as I said, we don't even have to do nothing but just come in. Here's Brother Brown. Press for it. We're ready. We're ready for it. And that's where we should be in all the time. So God richly bless you and thank you for your time this morning. And now let's get into the good part of the service. Let's just get ready. Let us stand up and kind of relax a little bit. And as we go into prayer, to thank the Lord for all that he's done for us this morning. You just bow your heads. Get away from the little announcements and church business. And they are important. Things we have to do, but I know that he's here because if you brought him with you, and I did too. Man, there's been such a joy in my heart, just a feeling more than ever before. Just his presence around us and what he's doing for us, and thanking him daily. Get up at night, get in your car, go to work, wherever you are. It's just, Lord, thank you for all that you're doing for us. Thank you for the joy of my salvation. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The joy of our salvation. Lord, the look at Calvary. The look at what you did for us, Lord Jesus. And to know that you're coming for a bride, and I am that bride.
Amen.
No matter what the enemy tells me, no matter how he tries to beat me up and to turn me down, I am a son of God. It's anchored. And today we're just going to drive it down further, Lord. But we've come here to worship you, Lord Jesus. Worship you in spirit and truth. We have many prayer requests that come up. Can't read them all, but I have one I want to read to you because I believe it represents many families and each one of us. And it says, priest, please, pray the Lord lead me to his perfect will and pour his spirit into my children. Pray that he builds such a revival in my home till we cannot eat or sleep until we are in his presence. Pray he helps me be what he wants me to be, where he wants me to be. Is that our prayer today? If you've got that upon your heart and a request, just raise your hand up to him and say, Lord Jesus, you know what I have need of. Lord, may you give it to me. May I not eat or sleep or nothing, Lord, to you. Give me what I have need of. And he'll give it to you as he passes by this morning. Do you feel him? He's getting ready to come by your seat right now. So let's reach out and touch him as he comes by. Reach out and touch the Lord.